League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Charles Oakley said he doesn't know what he was thinking when he married Real Housewives star Angela Oakley.
Wow, and Jonathan Majors almost went Creed on a fan. We'll show you why.
Also, we'll tell you how Olivia Rodrigo made sure none of her tour crew lost their marbles. It's a lot to get into today, so
let's get this started. Well, it looks like, honey, the Bravo girlies are ready to take over the political world. So recently, Dr. Heavenly Kimes from Married to Medicine announced her run for office here in Georgia. And now it sounds like Miss Phaedra Parks is considering a run for office as well. Listen to this.
I love politics. That's why I love this show. And when you see stuff like the Big Beautiful Bill and Medicaid and all these things that affect the most vulnerable in our society being passed, I feel like I almost have a duty at some point to, seek office.
They're gonna run. Yeah.
Good.
So can you imagine a housewife in the White House?
We got a game show contestant in the White House, or a game show host in the White House. So yeah, of course.
Yeah. I just want to see her do the debates. Because you know she gonna cook them people.
Yeah, honey. I think they both would be good. I would be good in office here. Could you?
Oh,
man?
You would? Yeah. What would you run for?
Probably.
His life.
I think I would like to run for probably Secretary of State.
Secretary of State? Uh-huh. Ooh,
and what would you do different than what's going on now?
Oh, honey, I would make everybody free.
I don't know if they can do that.
They don't do that?
Like other countries?
Free from jail?
Yeah, free from just everything, honey. Just be free. Everybody just go out, honey, and do what you want to do because I'm the Secretary of State.
There would be no rules.
That's not how I'm not.
That'd be chaotic.
Yeah, you
could
be in a different department.
I don't think you understand what the Secretary of State does.
Well, that's what Hillary Clinton was.
Yes.
Okay, so I knew what she did.
Does she make everybody
free?
And what is that?
What did she do?
You said you knew.
I know she's the Secretary of State, but I don't know what she exactly did. I think,
she kept a hot sauce bottle in her bag.
Yeah, Secretary of State has a lot of international involvement.
Well, the good, because I'm like an international person.
We'll have a tough time in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Since we're dishing on the Bravo celebrities, the flags couldn't get any redder for Real Housewives of Atlanta star Angela Oakley. Now, her husband, Charles, pulled up to a podcast talking craziness. Yeah. And when the host asked him what was his reasons behind marrying Angela, Charles' answer made him sound like he had buyer's remorse. Check it out.
What were your reasons behind getting married?
That's going to be the billion-dollar question because... It wasn't even planned. We was in Vegas. We just did it.
Wow.
I don't know. I think somebody might put something in my drink that night, but I don't know. We went to the mall the next day, got a ring. I got to get a jacket.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Just went to the service, got married.
Whoa, sir.
This is like the male version of when you remember like when Mike Tyson was on Barbara Walters and like Robin Givens was just talking about the relationship and it was just like really awkward. Yeah. Do you think he's playing Gary?
Or I hope he's just playing, but he looks stupid and like he was serious. So, I mean, I feel Angela needs to curse his ass out good. Say, you gray-headed bastard. You look, I was even married to you. That's what I would have told him, honey.
I'm sure that didn't make her feel too special.
No, it shouldn't have.
Somebody put something in my drink.
Yeah. Well, what they put in her drink, hell.
Well, they must have had a day before that interview. Right. I mean, because there's no way he would have did that if he felt that. He would have married her if he felt really that way, truly. You know what I mean? Mm. He ready for his next rebound.
Man, somebody must have put something in his drink.
2016. They've been married 9 years.
Yeah. Mm. Well, right. Yeah. Well, a couple years after the 7-year itch. So he made it past that part.
Yeah. So he's going to tell her he was just joking.
Yeah. He better have been, but he should have smiled a little more.
Okay, well, it seems like everyone is out here talking reckless. Jonathan Majors is not out here playing with people when it comes to his wife, Megan Good. And I don't blame him. The two were kind enough to stop and take photos with fans when all of a sudden things went kind of left.
You're beautiful in person, just to let you know,
Is this I'm a freak out after?
Can I get a picture, too? Possibly like a number, if that's fine.
Oh, thank you,
I said like a number?
Whose number?
Her number.
My number? No, that's my man.
Why don't you go Google something, bro?
Oh, I didn't know.
That guy right there, that one kills me.
Wow. Now, if you notice, Jonathan put his hands in his pockets before he leaned in with a smile and said, why don't you go Google something, bro?
Okay. Yeah.
That was a classy response. Yeah. This actually,
because why would you be ignorant enough to ask for her phone number in front of
stupid
him?
Stupid ass.
Because you're probably trying to get a rise out of Jonathan, I bet.
Yeah, get another lawsuit. But when he put his hand in his pocket, that means he was probably shifting something. You know, when men put their hands in their pocket, they be shifting it. Maybe it fell out or something.
Well, sometimes, some people use it as a calming mechanism so they don't pop off. If you got a short temper, you remember like how Mike was biting his glove in a Jake Paul fight? Because he wanted to like really like, you know, clean his clock. But he's like, all right, let me calm down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were in like a mall or some sort of outdoor shopping area. There's a lot of cameras around. If my hands are in my pockets, you can't even say that I touched you.
Right, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to run with your hands in your pocket.
Don't go to them and say stupid stuff, though. Like,
but people do that all the time. Just stupid. Because they don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. They just say something.
I did like his response where he's like, whose number?
Like, what'd you say?
Yeah, go Google something. He tried to end that real quick. Nice and polite. All right, moving on to some happy diss. Shaq pulled up and blessed a whole store of fans in New York City.
Nice.
He visited the Haute Couture boutique and gifted every single shopper a gown of their choice.
Wow.
And by the looks of the video, he was giving fashion advice, too. How about that?
Man, Shaq just a special kind of dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people would try to, like, you know, say what they say, but at the end of the day, like, he's always caught doing something charitable that he's not promoting himself. It's always other people telling you about the things he's doing.
He's good people.
He's good people, but he's kind of dumb.
What? Why?
You touching this damn woman, honey, and this guy on the first and shit, how about her, and he raped her. So he should have just let her pull. Yeah.
It's on camera. It's
right there.
What ain't on? Hell, Rodney King getting beat was on camera too, but they said they didn't do it. So, honey, that don't mean nothing.
Wow. So, you got a point with that one, though. Yeah, I mean,
No,
this isn't the L.A. riots, though. This is a gown shop in New York City.
And that gown shop wasn't the L.A. riots, and L.A. riots wasn't the gown shop, but we still saw what we saw. So he's stupid, honey.
Now, what is he doing in the gown shop, though?
Thank you. Looking for a woman.
Well, Shaq isn't the only generous celebrity out here. Olivia Rodrigo.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Gave her team the gift of mental clarity. So her guitarist, Daisy Spencer, revealed the superstar made sure her crew had therapy on deck around the clock. Check this out.
Nice. On the Guts World Tour, Olivia and our tour manager, Marty Hom, made accessible and free therapy for all of the touring personnel. So I have never had anything like that.
That's nice.
Right. Daisy went on to say that Olivia even made sure the therapy was available to her team when they were not touring. Now, Olivia's father is also a family therapist, so she obviously understands the benefits of a good counseling session. But do you think this is something that we actually could benefit here from Dish?
I put a stint in on therapy. I totally recommend it to anybody.
Would you go if it was free?
I would for sure go if it's free. I paid to go.
Yeah. Okay. I go every month. That's why I keep my lithium going, to sit here and deal with y'all.
To deal with us. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a mind is what? A terrible thing to waste.
It is.
All right, up next, thanks to Mama Tina Knows and Beyonce, this grandma will be galloping into the Cowboy Carter Tour. We'll dish on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
This granny is about to gallop her way into the Cowboy Carter Tour for free, y'all. An 84-year-old grandma by the name of Ida Mae Macklin got Mama Tina Knows and Beyonce's attention by hopping on the gram to proclaim her love for the queen. Grandma Ida says she has spent so much money going to Beyonce shows that she's living in a raggedy old house and asked the singer to send her 5 tickets and a mansion. Mm. Now, she didn't get the mansion part, but Mama Tina slid up in Ida's granddaughter's DMs to arrange her to come in do-si-do with the queen. Here's a quick snippet of Ida's message to B and her at the concert, y'all.
We done followed you. I'm 80-something years old. I don't know.
83.
I'm 83.
Mm-hmm. I love this. This was so sweet.
Yeah, bless her. So, but she should, Beyonce, she should have gave her a nice glittery hat or something, a nice.
Mm. Or put her more in the front.
Yeah, more bedazzled.
Is this kind of like the time Monica was sitting at the table and you asked for her to pay your meal?
Yeah.
Because you couldn't pay for it?
I couldn't pay for it, honey. That meal was high.
So why were you in there eating it?
Yeah.
Because I went with Shirley. I went with a friend. And
so why Shirley didn't pay it?
Because she was going to pay it, but I told her, don't worry about it. We're going to beg Monica. Because.
Sounds like a hustle. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, for the next time, save the money for the
all
next time.
All celebrities, watch out for Gary if you're eating in the same place.
Watch he out got it. He got the finesse on you.
Yeah.
Well, OG Real Housewife of Atlanta, Sheree Whitfield, baby, has a question for the fans. She wants to know if she should come through with She News. Now, honey, if you all remember during season 15, baby, Sheree debuted the newsletter during the reunion to call out Candy Burris. And it looks like, honey, she's trying to make it a real thing now. Now, I just want to know, y'all, are we going to get it, honey, in September, spring, summer, or who is she going to talk about?
So she's going to, like, print this out and send it, or will it go, like, on an email blast?
Yeah, she probably sent an email blast, but, honey, we still waiting on her clothing line, She by Sheree. So, you know, but I guess She by News.
She had a fashion show, didn't
she? Yeah, she did. Yeah, she had a fashion show with some, yeah.
You gonna say some sheen.
How you know what I'm gonna say?
I know you.
Yes, honey, so good.
She by sheen.
Yes. So who's gonna get a newsletter? But we love Sheree. Girl, that's a cute newsletter, you know?
Gary, do you think this means she's trying to come back on the show?
Probably, because, you know, these girls start dropping nuggets, honey, when they want to come back on the show, so she'll come out with a newspaper.
If they wanted her back on the show, she probably would have been on this season.
Yeah.
She didn't leave on her own?
They probably didn't ask her.
Yeah, they probably didn't give her back, yeah. Okay. They said they didn't like her clothing
line. Needed a new, you know, they needed some fresh and new things happening.
And the ones that's fresh, that's new on there, honey, filing a lawsuit, so they might need to go back to the old ones.
Yeah, the non-suing cast members.
The non-suing cast, yes.
Well, moving on, nothing says the date was whack, like sitting right in front of a person you went out with and not recognizing them.
Ooh.
So on Nicole Byers' podcast, Why Won't You Date Me?, she had comedian Lou Wilson on as a guest, and when she hit the end of her podcast, she asked him the same question she asked all of her guests, would you date me? And things got real awkward when Lou answered. Look at this.
I asked all my guests this. Would you date me?
I mean, I have dated you. I have dated.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we went on a date February 18th, 2020.
We did go on a date!
We went on a date February 18th, 2020.
Now he remembered the date.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You didn't kiss me, though.
We did kiss.
Wow.
Should I go?
Wow, because you don't even remember the kid.
I mean, either she dates a lot of people or it was just unremarkable, the date. But also, like, based on the date, I think you said, like, February 20th?
Yeah.
2020? It's like right before the pandemic popped off.
A lot of stuff went down in March.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you remember, honey,
she
you date somebody.
She went on a few dates. No, not if you go on a lot of dates. You don't remember them people.
I remember all
He's
my dates.
He's not memorable. You remember all your dates?
I remember all of my dates.
Oh, really? You don't have enough, then.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember them all, you
I might not remember all their names, but I would recognize them. I'd be like, ooh.
It was bad with all of them?
Oh, you definitely remember the bad ones.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's my Lord.
Yeah. Sometimes you get reminded of them in the morning. All right, coming up, Larsa Pippen says age and maturity do not go hand in hand. And we're going to dish on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Y'all, Ms. Larsa Pippen, honey, has gotten a lot of backlash when it comes to dating younger men. Well, Larsa wants us all to know she has dated men her age, honey, but it would never work. Here's why.
I dated a guy that was 47 years old before I dated Jeff, and he was so immature. And when I broke up with him, I said to him, there's a reason why I dated you. And he's like, why? And I was like, just to prove that age is nothing but a number. I'll never date anyone like you again.
You were a test.
So Larsa also added out that single men her age are usually afraid of commitment and use lavish gifts, honey, to justify their bad behavior. So Tanner, is this true?
What's that? What part?
All of it.
All of it?
Mm-hmm. So are you buying just justified dating with younger women? Or?
I've definitely bought some flowers when I feel like I'm in trouble for some kind of mistake, whether I made a mistake or not. I'll buy flowers just to smooth that over. That's for sure. But I don't know. I feel like you never know who some of these women are picking.
I wouldn't want to date younger, but I understand what she mean by that, because younger guys, you know, they're a little bit more, they'll be more smitten with an older woman.
I think she wants somebody she can mold and coach. You know, somebody who's slightly manipulatable. And a lot of times you pull that off.
And somebody who's excited that it's her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't the thing when her and Scotty got together, she was real young?
Yeah. Evidently, because she's still young. And Scotty old with his big old nose.
Wow. He didn't need to catch that stray right here.
Looking like Toucan Sam.
First off, Scotty, we're sorry about that. Dang.
But I guess, but I ain't mad at Miss Pippin, honey. This could be going through. She get us a man, baby.
She do. She dated Future too, right?
They said she did.
She's a couple years older than me, so Larsa, I'm still a young guy, so.
Yeah, but you ain't the right flavor.
You're not black. All right, y'all, moving on. Rachel Brosnahan plays Lois Lane in the new Superman movie that came out this weekend. And although this is a dream role to have, there's nothing glamorous about where she was when she was offered the role. Check this out.
So you got the call that you got Lois Lane, and you were where?
I was in Soho in a public bathroom, and had my phone in my hand and picked it up. It said maybe James Gunn, and I was like, I gotta get this. What do I do? And just prayed that a toilet didn't flush behind me. And he said, how'd you like to be Lois Lane?
Oh my gosh!
And I said yes, and then a toilet flushed behind me.
How awkward and embarrassing would it have been if someone flushed the toilet? Oh my God!
Yeah, but I wouldn't have been embarrassed if you're having a bowel movement, honey. Take the phone and do what you have to do.
Sure. And you gotta hit that strategic mute.
Right.
The strategic mute is where it's at.
Strategic mute. Yes.
Well, I guess.
I have definitely taken phone calls. Oh, I'm embarrassed to admit this. I have definitely taken phone calls on the toilet and just hit that strategic mute.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, absolutely.
You pee, you don't want them to hear the pee go in the water, so you gotta mute it.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a guy call me peeing, because it depends on how heavy the water falls, how it drops. That tells a lot.
What's it tell?
I mean,
don't,
it just tells you a lot.
Tanner,
mute.
No.
It tells
Tanner.
You how heavy.
Mute.
Just,
Tanner.
But I mean, nothing wrong with being in the bathroom, honey.
So. Are you one of those people who leave, so you take your phone with you everywhere you go?
Sometimes.
Let's play a game. When I hit mute, stop talking, okay? When I do this, just don't say that. Go.
All right, up next, guess which Jonas brother almost lost all of his money due to bad business. That tea after the break.
Uh-oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so on a recent episode of the School of Greatness podcast, Kevin Jonas revealed that he lost almost all of his money after the Jonas Brothers broke up way back in 2013. Take a look.
You almost lost all your money?
Most of it. Like, wow. Down to the 10% left, you know?
Really? Yeah. When was this?
About 9 years ago. Investing in a bunch of property and doing other things, and I was building at the time, and sadly it just wasn't the right partnership, and thankfully for life in general, like, we had a second shot. and Bite at the Apple with the band coming back together. And it actually was like kind of fortuitous in a way.
Thank goodness they were able to get back together.
Yeah.
Drop some songs, get some cash back in the bank.
Mm-hmm. You gotta put you through and get you through.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
Because if everything was all like 100% right, yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, you get used to it. Right. Yeah, you gotta struggle every now and then.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't believe in investing.
You don't believe in investing?
Sure don't. I don't care what y'all say.
We've talked about this and this is super real. Why haven't you invested in anything?
Because I don't trust people, number one. And I work hard for my little pennies, honey, to give away and then lose all my money. I've seen too many people lose money.
I was on the phone with my accountant today.
I was on the phone with Jesus.
Won't he work it out for you? How you gonna pay your rent? Work it out. Oh, your money spent. Come on now.
Okay. Well, honey, that's all the dish we have for you today, honey. You won't lose your money watching us. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.